Hoi hoi, welcome to the Real Jaws Minute. I'm Tyson Ferris.
I'm Jeremy Sternhagen.
And this is the Jaws 4K giveaway episode.
4K giveaway? What are we giving away?
Yeah. I was contacted by Universal's marketing company.
They know who we are?
A little bit. Yeah, they found out about us.
That's too bad.
made us feel kind of cool. Anyway, but they reached out to the podcast and wanted to know if we would be interested in promoting the new 4K
Blu-ray
that's coming out, the Ultra HD Blu-ray. And we said, sure, what's in it for us? And they said, you get free copies of said Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And we said, okay.
Cool.
And we're passing those along to our listeners. And the idea is we're going to have a little contest for these, and there'll be a couple different ways you can promote the podcast. And the more you guys do that, the higher your points will be. And then, we'll raffle these things off, and the more points you have, the more chances you have to win it.
So basically, we're bribing you to promote the podcast.
Yes, we're bribing you with Jaws 4K to promote the podcast. Yeah. That's exactly what we're doing. So, we're not, I want to make it clear, we're not being paid to do this. We are just getting free stuff that then we are passing along to you guys.
Universal,
for free.
Universal gave us copies of Jaws to give to you.
Correct.
More or less.
And we're going to make you work for them just a little bit, but I promise it'll be painless. Yeah. So,
Tyson, have you looked, you're holding some copies of Jaws UHD
I'm holding,
in your hand.
I have five of them, but I'm only holding one right now because they all look the same.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So way back in like 2012, Jaws came out on Blu-ray, and that Blu-ray was actually sourced off of the 4K restoration that Universal commissioned. They spent a lot of time and money to restore Jaws, make it look awesome. And so way back in 2012, they did all this work. And finally now, 6 years later, it pays off. Now that 4K is a little more ubiquitous in the marketplace, they took that same really well-done scan, and they're putting it out on disc. And it's also showing up, iTunes, Amazon, all the other 4K streaming platforms. But the reviews are coming in, and they are good. They say it looks good.
Yeah, very good. I think it's even further back than that. I think it's 8 years, actually.
The 2012 restoration would be 8 years ago.
Yeah.
It's true.
So
it's all the same content as the existent Blu-ray. Which includes, way back when, one of the primary reasons I wanted to buy a Laserdisc player was because I had heard of this amazing documentary on the making of Jaws that was on the Laserdisc. And that's called, appropriately, The Making of Jaws. So a documentary that first appeared way back then, I want to say that was 98. When Jaws first came out on DVD, it had that documentary, but it was truncated because they couldn't fit it on the disc. And then when Jaws finally came out on Blu-ray, they put the whole thing on there. And now that same documentary is on this 4K release. So that's an awesome extra feature that they put on there.
Well, that's good to hear. I think I maybe have only seen the truncated version, not knowing that there was a longer version.
Well, that's why I'm here, to educate.
Yeah. So, cause I had the DVD forever. And I recently got the Blu-ray when we started this whole shenanigan, and so I'm gonna have to go to my Blu-ray and
check it out
and actually watch that again. So
it's the full version is a tad over 2 hours long, so it's no small feat. Longer than the movie, maybe.
Yeah. That's by the great Laurent Bouzereau, and
I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, but he's done a ton of stuff.
Yeah, he kind of made a niche for himself in these making ofs on Blu-rays.
He did all the ones for the Alien franchise.
Yeah, if you look up his IMDb, it's crazy how many credits he has, and they're almost all these kind of making of DVD things. He recently, though, did a really great documentary called Five Came Back, and it's about the Hollywood directors that went to war in World War II. And it's all about their stories, and really, really well done. And actually, Spielberg's a producer on that as well. So that's on Netflix.
Yeah, they obviously have a good working relationship.
Yeah, definitely. Let's get into this Blu-ray. Let's hawk some wares. So it's available now. It came out on June 2nd, and it's the 45th anniversary limited edition. It's the first time it's ever been on 4K Ultra HD, and it's got over 3 hours of bonus content. It's the first ever summer blockbuster and Spielberg's first big hit movie. Won 3 Academy Awards, including original score. I wonder what the other two are. Do you know that, Jer?
Editing, I think, is one of them.
Yeah, I think editing won.
Editing and score, and... The 3 Academy Awards that Jaws won were original score, film editing, and sound mixing.
Sound mixing.
And it was nominated for Best Picture and incorrectly lost.
Yes. And then there's the great story of Spielberg being so excited that he was going to be nominated for Best Director. He had a party and...
They hired a film crew.
Invited a film crew and the press, and then they announced the Academy Awards, and they did not announce his name.
Yep, and you can watch all of it. I think that's on the what a great segue. I think the Shark Is Still Working documentary that's on this contains that footage.
Yep.
So you get to watch a crushed Spielberg and some hype guy like trying to salvage the whole situation. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, so it's a limited edition combo pack with lenticular packaging, which I would call, you know, it's like a 3D hologram.
Yeah.
But
one of those things where you wiggle the cover and it looks 3D.
Yeah, this one's really well done, though. You don't even have to wiggle it, and just looking at it straight on, it has a 3D quality. It's got about 4 or 5 layers of depth. So just looking at it straight on, and usually those look kind of chintzy and not very well done. This is actually quite well done. If you're into that sort of thing. So
I am into that sort of thing where you have nice collectible items sitting on your shelf.
Totally. It's pretty fun to look at. It's the shark eating its own name. So,
it just says
Bruce across the cover.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Wait, you're saying it has Jaws in its jaws?
It's Jaws eating Jaws.
Oh, yeah. I heard you like Jaws, so we put some Jaws in your jaws.
Yeah. Jaws. All right. So it has that packaging, which is cool. It's also got a Blu-ray with it, along with the 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray disc. So you get two discs, and you also get a digital code for the film, along with a 44-page booklet with introductions, rare photos, storyboards, and even more stuff from the archives.
Cool.
So that's a neat little thing. And and then it's got all that bonus content that was on the super great Blu-ray. So,
in the special, if you've never owned this on disc before, there is a mountain of stuff on there that make it worth owning. And even if you have bought the Blu-ray before, this new 4K transfer alone makes it worth it. You know, I have heard some people say things like, "Oh, it's an old movie. You know, it was made before 4K even existed," or things like that. But you know, folks, that's not how 4K works. When you shoot something on 35mm film and you basically take a digital photograph of it, which is really what this process entails, the higher resolution picture you take of the original film negative, the better it's going to look. And old 35mm movies, which is what most movies are shot in, definitely benefit from the 4K process. And additionally, this disc has HDR. So they went back and took advantage of the dynamic range that modern 4K TVs offer. And so in addition to all that extra 4K detail, you're going to have the benefit of way better looking color and contrast. So it's not just about the 4K.
Yeah, what Jeremy's trying to say, this probably looks better than it did in the theaters.
1,000%, yes.
Yeah.
It's quite often overstated how good film looks. 35 millimeter projection, although it looks amazing. It's full of, imperfections and warts, and they definitely add to the charm, but it would be technically impossible for Jaws to look this good in any 35 millimeter projection situation. So you, lucky you for being alive in the year of 2020, where you get to.
You can't say much about 2020, but we are getting 4K Jaws, and that's nothing to scoff at.
The history books decades from now,
they'll talk about that, and that
2020
only
will say Jaws 4K. That will be the biggest movie of this year for sure.
Correct.
It is definitely a nice little nugget to enjoy in the middle of all this. So
a silver lining, if you will.
Yes. Agreed.
All right. Well, guys, one of the things that you'll get some points with is a secret code. So I'm going to give you guys the secret code right now, since we're towards the end of this, and that is Yellow Raft. Yellow Raft is the secret code. So if you input that on the giveaway, that's going to be in the link to this cast, and you'll get some points, and hopefully that helps you win one of these. So
good luck.
Let's see what else.
Hey, we have a Facebook.
Yeah, you'll be able to find it on Facebook. You'll be able to find it in the link for this episode, in the description of this episode, I mean. And also, I think you're going to be throwing out a tweet about it as well, Jer.
And for sure. And we don't have very many, so these will go quick.
I think I'll run this for we'll run it for a couple days, just so we can have people spread the word about the podcast, and then I'll tally all your points and we'll give it away. So I'd say probably by the end of the week. So.
Cool.
Anywho, that's it for us, guys. We'll see you next time right here on the Real Jaws Minute.
Bye.
Bye.